Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Deep in water, you're drowning us. You question my love like it's not enough. But I hate that you know you got me tied up. You regret it now, but it's your mistake.
So Fox Nation does this investigative series called Riddle, The Search for James R. Hoffa. And they use ground-penetrating radar to detect multiple large pieces of curved buried metal, similar to buried drums, where Jimmy Hoffa's remains were said to be buried in a 55-gallon metal drum right after he disappeared in Detroit in 1975. And now law enforcement took notice to this investigative series, and they are going to probably dig up and continue the search for Jimmy Hoffa in 2021. It's under the elevated Pulaski Skyway in Jersey City.
I knew it! The Skyway. I always thought Hoffa under the Skyway.
You're smart.
That's what I thought.
You trust your instincts.
Teams of experts have very rosy projection about COVID-19. They said that the toll on the United States will wane dramatically. That means go away. By the end of July, according to research that was released by the government today. But there's also a warning of a substantial increase in hospitalizations and deaths if the unvaccinated people don't follow some of the basic guidelines like wearing a mask, social distancing, etc.
What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening. What's
happening? Well, we knew this was coming. This happens in every trial. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin filed a motion for a new trial today. Convicted last month, of course, of murdering George Floyd. This is textbook.
It's textbook, but this is an interesting version of it because one of the jurors apparently went to a BLM march in Washington, D.C., wearing a BLM t-shirt and wrote on his jury questionnaire that he didn't do any of those things, that he wasn't involved in that.
Derek Chauvin's attorney alleging pre-trial publicity affected Chauvin's right to a fair trial. They say that the court abused its discretion by denying the request for a change in venue and a new trial. That would a change in venue in this case would not have helped matters because everybody saw that video.
Yeah. That was also one of the jury questions was how many times did you see it? And it was like none, two or three times or five plus. Amazon warehouse in Rialto has been fined $41,000 for coronavirus safety violations. Months long inspection that began in October. Investigators with Cal OSHA found an Amazon fulfillment center in Rialto did not implement adequate physical distancing, face coverings, and physical barriers like plexiglass that could help block infectious particles.
Yeah, you wonder why we still have all these precautions around the building. We got an email yesterday saying wear the mask in common areas, and it's all because of liability, right? Yeah. It's companies are opening themselves up for liability, despite the fact that most people are vaccinated. It looks like... That's exactly what they're worried about.
Here's what I understand. This citation also says that Amazon didn't record 217 COVID infections among employees from April to October. Is it specifically within that building or overall? Because overall, that doesn't seem like a whole lot. 217 COVID infections for everybody who works for Amazon. It's not clear.
Hey, Britney Spears is excited to talk to the judge in her conservatorship case next month, but not to end it. TMZ reports that she just wants to get rid of her dad. They say that Britney does not feel trapped in the 13-year-old conservatorship. One source said she's got 99% of the freedom she'd have if she weren't in it. The only thing she's prevented from doing are crazy things like buying three cars at a time, something she did try to do back in the day. She's free to travel. She goes to Hawaii all the time, but that she just doesn't like the dad because they don't speak anymore. And she's been angry with him for a long time. So She says that she's fine with it continuing. She just doesn't want her dad to be the head of it.
Kim Kardashian is potentially in trouble. The government says that she was the eventual customer for some Roman artwork that was imported into L.A.
Mm.
Court documents filed last month claim that this five-ton shipment of sculpture, basically valued at nearly $750,000, was addressed to Kim Kardashian, doing business as Noel Roberts Trust in Woodland Hills. It was seized by Customs in 2016 because they were concerned that it violated the Cultural Property Implementation Act. According to this complaint, an analysis of the sculpture conducted a couple years later by an archaeologist from Italy determined that the item was looted, smuggled, and illegally exported from Italy.
Knott's Berry Farm reopening to season pass holders tomorrow after being closed for a year. The general public is welcome starting May 21st. Reservations are required. It is only open to California residents. But this is a park celebrating its 100th anniversary.
I would never take a child there if they had to wear masks. And they're saying that those over the age of 2 are expected to wear masks when they're not seated to eat.
Because those 3-year-olds, man.
Ugh. Speaking of babies, Gerber is looking for its next spokesbaby. Happy baby! The baby that wins the 2021 photo search will serve as the 2021 Gerber spokesbaby and hold an honorary role on Gerber's executive committee, be considered the chief growing officer.
Jacob, you have a girlfriend you can make a baby with so we can win this contest?
Oh, so you can make some money, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make some money off
I'll
that baby.
I'll work something out.
You'll work something out? What does that mean?
That's great. It means he's going to make a baby. And then we're going to audition the baby for the Gerber photo search.
I'm surprised that you, talked him into a corner and made him get a girlfriend.
You still have to take care of it, though, remember?
I don't.
Who does?
Care
yes.
Of it. What
are you, you promised don't... 1 hour at least.
Okay.
Okay.
That's different.
Fair?
1 hour I
Fair.
Can do.
She'll take the hour when the baby's asleep. I got this. I got it. Oh, hey, reminder that at 1 o'clock today, just right at the top of the hour, we're going to start our virtual news and brews to honor Cinco de Mayo, of course. Thanks to our friends at BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. We're going to be playing some games during the breaks, so you're going to want to watch us on Instagram Live at Gary and Shannon. We'll tell you how it is that you can win a handful of BJ's Restaurant and Brew House gift cards.
Coming up next, Elizabeth Holmes is back in court for the first time in 15 months. An update.
She has a lot to say.
Yes, she does.
About whether or not she was scamming money from people.
Gary and Shannon will continue. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, we are T-minus, so, I don't know, 40 minutes or so from our big Cinco de Mayo news and brews brought to you by BJ's. Right now, Gary can't talk because his mouth is full of nachos.
Actually, I had somebody snuck a jalapeno in there for me.
You're damn right they did.
Woo.
Celebrating Cinco de Mayo, BJ's got you covered with their to-go margaritas. You can choose from 4 flavors starting at $20. It serves 5 margaritas if you want tacos. Choose from shrimp or mahi-mahi. I'm having the shrimp taco right
I'm
now. It's delicious.
Also, the Enlightened Mediterranean Chicken Pita Tacos, all available for dine-in, takeout, or delivery
it's
today
enlightened?
From BJ's.
It's enlightened?
Enlightened.
Does it come with like a Buddhist?
I suppose.
So here's the deal.
The loaded nachos, by the way, that is, I could eat the entire.
Really?
They gave us basically a pizza box full of loaded nachos.
Yum.
That is really great.
So here's the deal. We need people to call us because we're going to be playing some games in the 1 o'clock hour, mm-hmm. and we need contestants.
So we are going to need 6 contestants. You get to choose which numbers you want.
I'll do caller 234.
Okay, 234. I'm doing 8, 9, 10. 2, 3, 4 and 8, 9, 10. Mondo, you got that? 1-800-520-1534. 800-520-1534. Get registered. We will then compete on your behalf during the games that we play in the Instagram Live coming up at 1 o'clock during the breaks. So all of it brought to you by our friends at BJ's Restaurants and Brewhouse.
You remember Elizabeth Holmes, right? She
Do
was
I?
The founder of that company called Theranos. She was able to con some of the brightest minds who happen to have a lot of money into investing in this blood testing unicorn business. It was unicorn for a couple reasons. Number one, it was called the unicorn because it raised $1 million overnight or something like that. I forget what the threshold is in Silicon Valley. And number two, it was a unicorn because it was magical thinking. There was no way they were even close to having the technology that they promised their investors that they had. So she got in trouble with the law because of it. And for the first time yesterday, she appeared in a federal courtroom for the first time in 15 months. She showed up pregnant. She's 37. It was just her lawyers, her, and the prosecution.
That's it. The whole hearing lasted more than 7 hours because they got to figure out what it is. The judge has to decide which evidence the jury will hear by going through all of these different motions that are filed by the different sides, including how... for example, how the culture of Silicon Valley might have influenced Elizabeth Holmes' behavior as the CEO of this amazing startup.
Elizabeth Holmes and former Theranos president Sonny Balwani were originally indicted back in 2018, several counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, and the charges also stemmed from a separate scheme to defraud doctors and patients as well. Their trial is scheduled for 2022.
Well, my understanding is that hers is going to be before his.
That would make sense.
Hers would be in July, I think is what they were saying, potentially starting this summer, and his would be pushed until several months after that. But what is interesting is that the judge in this case, Edward Davila, said Silicon Valley exaggeration occurs. There's going to be a natural discussion of startup companies and how they operate.
Yeah, they said that Silicon Valley is being put on trial because, yes, you do overpromise. You do think that you do have optimism when it comes to getting your product out there as quickly as possible and it to be viable, right? There's got to be some sort of, like I said, optimism. But in this case, it was just fraud and lying. It wasn't like this blood testing device was going to be available, you know, within the coming weeks or months or even the next year when they were getting money from people. They knew that they were damn far off, that they weren't even close.
Yeah, and I'm curious, the prosecution was saying that the judge shouldn't be giving Elizabeth Holmes too much room to argue that her actions were no different than any other startups. But it's clear that it was, because if nothing else, just the fundraising alone was based on lying. It was based on inaccurate and absolutely impossible, at least technologically impossible things that they were promising. If you saw any of the discussion about it, whether it was the series on it, if you heard the podcast that ABC's Rebecca Jarvis did on Theranos, they were promising that with basically a drop of blood, a very small amount of blood,
they could run all the tests.
They could check everything.
Yeah.
And it's even the most exhaustive genetic testing that's available now doesn't give you the kind of information that they were touting that they'd be able to do. And again, all of it done in a desktop medical thing, a box, basically, that they were coming up with. Now, they were making the boxes. They were testing the blood to some degree, but there's no way, just impossibly, but technologically, there's no way that they'd be able to tell all of those things based on the one test that they were doing.
Well, speaking on Silicon Valley, former President Trump will not return to Facebook, at least not yet. It looks like the advisory committee says Facebook was okay when they banned him, but they said that Facebook didn't do everything correctly. We'll get into it when we talk Swamp Watch coming up next.
Gary and Shannon will continue in just a moment. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. On this Wednesday, it is May 5th. Our Cinco de Mayo News and Brews, virtual News and Brews, comes up at 1 o'clock. You can follow us on Instagram at Gary and Shannon.
Some people call it Revenge of the 5th. You know, like Revenge of the Sith.
Is that what you call it? Because I find that very hard to believe that you would know that that's what people call it.
That was very...
No, just saying. I know what it says. I know where it says it. Those are the first time in your life you've ever said the words Revenge of the Fifth because of Revenge of the Sith.
I think it's impressive that I knew the name of the movie, The Sith.
That is very true. Peloton has been recalling its treadmills. One child died, 23 others suffered cuts, broken bones, and other injuries from being pulled under their treadmills. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said today the Peloton received 72 different reports of adults, kids, pets, and exercise balls being pulled under the treadmill.
Well, you won't find former President Trump on Facebook, at least not yet. Of course, his account was suspended following the insurrection at the Capitol. But the Oversight Board has upheld the bans. This is where we kick off Swamp Watch.
The swamp is horrible.
So government doesn't work.
Come on, man.
We're going to make this like a reality TV show.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
It's always a pleasure to be anywhere but Washington, D.C.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Esther.
A town all too clearly built on a swamp, and in so many ways still a swamp.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Somebody said drain the swamp. I said, oh, that's so hokey.
Keep yapping, man.
Swamp Watch.
You know the thing.
To help us break it all down, Elizabeth Schulze from Washington joins us now.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are things?
Hey, things are going well. Good to be with you guys.
This ban that came down back on January 7th was upheld by this oversight board, semi-independent oversight board, but they also clapped back at Facebook a little bit and said, you got to clear things up here.
That's exactly right. This decision, you know, the ban is in place. So former President Trump is still banned from Facebook and Instagram as of now. But the oversight board, and they said that Facebook was right to suspend the accounts on January 7th in the wake of the Capitol attack. But the oversight board also said Facebook was wrong to put this indefinite ban in place. It basically punted this decision back to the company and said it needs to decide within 6 months how long the suspension is going to last, if it's permanent or not, and if it's not permanent, how much longer will he remain banned? So that's, of course, raising some questions about the role of this oversight board, which is supposedly an independent panel. It is funded by Facebook. It was created by Facebook, and it was made to make these decisions independently of Facebook that Facebook had been struggling to make itself. Also, of course, this is igniting a huge debate here in D.C. about what the role of tech companies if they have too much power online.
Right, because, you know, we do communicate and we do get so much content and messaging from social media these days. And, you know, where does it end? We talked about how ISIS continues to have propaganda that is on Facebook that has not been censored. Is there, you know, going to be any sort of double standard that is applied here when it comes to somebody who has more power or more followers as opposed to you or I?
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why this oversight board was created, because Facebook was struggling to try to draw those lines and say, how do we regulate a politician versus just an average person like you or me? And how do we know when it's too much to take something down or ban, and when is it not enough? So there were some kind of additional guidelines that came with this decision, but they really were targeted toward a top political figure, really towards the former president. And I think the thing that Facebook is looking for, but that a lot of the public is looking for, is clearer guidelines of where that stands internationally. Where does that stand with people with maybe a few, some followers, but not 34 million like the president had? And that's something that just is still to be decided, and it's something that we're waiting on. This was really the first big decision that this board had made, and certainly it's already getting some pushback here.
Other Republicans in Congress had said that this is a bad precedent. I think at least Ted Cruz referred to it as disgraceful. What can Congress do about it? I mean, Facebook is its own company. It's not a government utility. It's, you know, they have the ability to determine who joins and who doesn't join their community, I suppose. So what could Congress do?
Yeah, this issue has really drawn support from a lot of Republicans, which is not what we usually would hear, these calls for more regulation on companies from a lot of these lawmakers. So they are calling, some are going as far as to say these companies need to be broken up. Representative Jim Jordan made that call on Twitter today. Something we've heard from a few others saying that we need to have stronger antitrust action so that these companies don't have such control. When they do one thing, it affects millions and millions of users or people just across the country. There are fines that are as another option that's being considered. That would obviously require legislation to be passed, and that would require some serious sort of either privacy or antitrust laws to be written. At this point, we haven't even seen any real legislation on this. We've had plenty of hearings with the CEOs of these companies, and there's certainly an understanding that this is an issue actually on both sides of the aisle, but still no clear policy proposals as to what can be done. The other kind of thing I will just mention is that Section 230, which we heard a lot about at the end of last year, which is sort of protects these companies from liability, from lawsuits. That's something that a lot of lawmakers are saying should be repealed, and that was a case that the former president had made too.
Former president, senior advisor Jason Miller had said back in March that they were going to develop their own new social media platform. And then it came out overnight that it's kind of like a blog. It's this new communications website that they're saying that it will publish content straight from the desk of former President Trump. And Jason took to Twitter today to say that this is not the social media platform that he had previously hyped, and that there will be additional information coming out on that front soon.
Yes, exactly. And the former President Trump issued several statements today, really kind of blasting the companies, not pumping up that kind of platform quite yet, because the reality is he still has so many followers on these places where he's banned. You know, Twitter is a permanent ban, but, you know, 80 million followers on Facebook, was 35 million. So they're still trying to figure out how to monetize or at least get that number of eyeballs that he had on those existing platforms. We're waiting to kind of hear if that is possible. But he certainly has a following, and it's just a matter of getting that platform, you know, out there. The other thing is that the statements that we are getting from the former president are certainly, we're getting a lot from him just from this office that he's releasing just today, three or four statements alone just on this issue.
Yeah, and it's and you can't interact with the president on former president on this platform, but
right.
you can I guess like the thing, which it's a heart that you can press, but there's also a Facebook and a Twitter share button so that you can share the president's words on your account, obviously coming from the president. So I don't know, it's just seems like we're going
sort of like if you had a Twitter account that you were just tweeting yourself, but you couldn't really interact with others. It's a little bit more like a blog than a social media platform at this point.
Elizabeth, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me on.
When we come back, a little bit more on Swamp Watch on Gary and Shannon.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Mondo has put together some fun games for the 1 o'clock hour when we host our Cinco de Mayo news and brews brought to you by BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse.
And it's not just for us. It's not just for office bragging that we're doing this,
no.
Right? I mean, we're actually playing for people who have called in, registered to be our... I guess we are their surrogates through in these games, including that balloon animal battle, which is going to be very squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I understand. President Biden today went to a restaurant for the first time as president and made a Cinco de Mayo taco and enchilada run. I don't know why that's interesting.
And to make sure the relief is distributed fairly, we also set aside funds for the smallest restaurants, bars, food trucks, and many family-owned restaurants that haven't gotten any help to date.
You got to give me a heads up when you're going to call for nap time, because I hadn't gotten my carpet square out of the office, and
you okay?
Now I'm very sleepy, and I don't have a place to rest my head.
Just close one eye when he's talking.
Businesses that get grants can use it to cover payroll, rent, utilities, supplies. Everything they need to start, to stay open, and to reopen.
White House says that 186,200 restaurants, bars, and other eligible businesses have applied for the program over just the first 2 days of accepting applications.
I love it.
More than half of those applicants are by women, veterans, or people from historically disadvantaged backgrounds. The aid for these eateries was part of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. And in this case, the president was just referring to it. The program has set aside $9.5 billion for the smallest restaurants and bars, and a third of the applicants were filed by businesses with annual pre-pandemic revenues of less than $500,000. These first 3 weeks, by the way, the women, the veterans, the socially and economically disadvantaged people have priority for being reviewed and funded. Can we talk about that? Well, we'll get to it later. I want to talk about that picture, the picture of the Carters.
Oh, I want to talk about it right now.
Okay.
I forgot how much that hit me this morning. It was one of the first things that I saw looking through the news. And, you know, we've talked about Joe Biden and the appearance that he looks, you know, he's lived life. He's lived a lot of life for many, many years.
Right.
And he's sleepy. And he does not have the energy of a Pete Buttigieg or something like that, right? Hey. And so we've been wondering, why aren't they doing anything to fix the optics around that? I mean, they've got him jogging at times, which just makes us nervous because if he falls down and break a hip, you know, I don't know what happens.
Did you see him pick a dandelion for Jill?
I did. That was very sweet. That was very sweet. He looked very spry in that picture.
I wouldn't say very spry, but he didn't fall over.
But this picture surfaces overnight of the Bidens, and Jill looks youthful, but it surfaces with them with the Carters. And the Carters are legit like 100 years old, right?
Yeah, they're in their 90s, mid to upper 90s.
And it makes Joe Biden look about 45 next to Jimmy Carter because both Carters look, and I don't know how, they're both seated in chairs.
Right.
And the Bidens are kind of kneeling beside the chair. It makes them look like Lilliputians.
What's funny is there's a bunch of different dissections of the picture in that there are professional photographers who are saying it's just an optical illusion. It's clearly just a wide-angle lens.
It sure is, but it's by design.
It's so funny. Right, because they didn't have to release that picture.
No.
Or they could have adjusted the picture. It looks like what I would imagine you'd find at Disneyland. Like, if you were to find a set at Disneyland where you got to take a picture with the characters, that would be it. Because Rosalind Carter looks like she could sit on your lap comfortably.
She looks like, it makes Joe Biden look like a ventriloquist.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Because, well, I guess
like
you do
she's
see
a little
his hand,
puppet. But... And you do see his hand, but it's questionable.
They said that basically, if you were to do the math, Jimmy Carter this is from an Australian paper, so it's centimeters, but Jimmy Carter's 177 centimeters. Joe Biden is only 5 centimeters taller, and they're not the ones standing next to each other. Joe Biden is next to Rosalind. Jimmy Carter's next to Jill. But if you look at his feet, for example, Jimmy Carter's feet, it looks like they're skis, like water skis. And the whole picture is out of proportion. The whole thing is crazy. But it is so funny because it took so many people by surprise that when you do the double take and you think, wait a minute, Joe Biden is a gargantua. Is that a word?
Yeah, gargantuan would be the adjective. Gargantua. I didn't know that's where that came from.
I don't know if that's a thing. Anyway, people on Twitter, why do the Carters look like miniatures? They are amazing, wonderful people. The proportions here are off somehow. Who else agrees? Well, everybody agrees because it's just an insane, funny picture. But again, this is all one of those things that once you see it on social media, people making fun of it, it's a simple explanation. It's not as if somebody, you know, intentionally tried to make Joe and Jill Biden look like giants.
No, but they do look youthful. Joe Biden looks youthful in this picture because he's with the Carters. And that is by design.
As opposed to, well, I guess you're right. I mean, to your callback about Pete Buttigieg and the other people. Jill Biden, by the way, First Lady Jill plans to speak at a Salt Lake City school today at some point. She herself was a teacher. She's going to be visiting Glendale Middle School, which has a pretty diverse student body, returned to in-person instruction a few months ago. What does that mean? Does that mean kids are actually in class in Utah? How come we didn't hear about all of the outbreaks in Utah? Oh, that's right, because there weren't any. Anyway, the school tracking site Burbio, B-U-R-B-I-O, found 62% of schools We're offering in-person learning every day by that 100th day in office, though it's not clear how many of them were elementary schools. And I saw a ridiculous statistic today that in California, I think it's somewhere between 60 and 80% of kids are still doing distance learning or Zoom learning in some fashion.
Did you see also
a lot of those schools are doing, the kids are in the classroom, but in front of a computer while the teacher is somewhere else.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Did you see that in some places they're disciplining kids by making them do remote learning?
That's not a sign that we've screwed up for the
we've
last
screwed
year.
Up. Yeah. All right.
Well, this is the fun time.
Join us. It is our news and brews. Cinco Mayo. Cinco Mayo?
Cinco Mayo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
5 May. It's our Cinco de Mayo version of our virtual news and brews brought to you by our friends at BJ's Restaurants and Brewhouse. We have some BJ's Restaurants and Brewhouse gift cards we're going to be giving away. And we have some games that we're going to be doing during the commercial breaks. So all of that stuff is to come up. The best way to watch it is to go on Instagram, follow us at Gary and Shannon, if you don't already. And in just a few minutes, we'll be shooting that live video into the Instagram machine. And you'll get to see what we do here in the studio for the next hour and talk about some of the great BJ's food that they gave to us a little bit earlier today.
Gary and Shannon will continue after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.